Hello, it's Ian Kapstick with MediaStyle.ca, and we're here at Atelier Restaurant, a recently opened restaurant by most standards here in Ottawa. And I'm here with three guests. Some of you are familiar with Matthew Caihara, a good friend of mine on Twitter. You've seen us have conversations at MT Caihara. I'll let him introduce himself and our other two guests.
As Ian said, my name's Matthew Caihara. I'm a translator and food writer in Guelph, Ontario, visiting Ottawa for the time being. We're also here with Chef Marc Lépine, the chef here at Atelier Restaurant, and Chef de Cuisine Sarah Allen. I guess maybe they want to say a few words to introduce themselves as well.
Yeah, thanks for having to check it out and having a chat with us today, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, you do things a little bit differently here. This is not a normal restaurant. My cab driver was absolutely convinced, in fact, that there was not a restaurant here.
We get that a lot. Yeah.
Why do you get that a lot?
Well, there's no, so you're referring to the fact we have no sign in front of the restaurant, I imagine. So, it is a normal restaurant, and then in some ways it's not. But, we're probably the only restaurant in, maybe in Canada, but definitely in Ottawa, that doesn't have a sign identifying itself as a restaurant or as anything, really. Just nothing in front. So we have problems with cabs sometimes at night. We've had a few problems with guests not being able to find it as well, but we're always careful at the time of reservation to make sure we explain to them, just so you know, there's no sign, look for the number when you're arriving, there's a number on the door. So.
And that sort of denotes that there's a bit of an experience on the way, and that experience, quite frankly, it lands on your plate with your first round of food. Sarah, can you explain to us? Now, there's lots of different terms. Some people have heard it called molecular gastronomy. Some people have called it just new food, modern food. What do you folks call it?
We definitely don't like the term molecular gastronomy. And that term was never meant to describe a restaurant-style food. It was like a workshop or something. It's not... And nobody seems to know what it really means, right? The science in cooking, which is all cooking is science. So... we say new Canadian is pretty much the definition we go with. I mean, all technology and all art and all everything evolves, right, over time. I mean, cooking took a long time before it ever really changed. It's been the same for so long.
But this style of cooking uses more technology than you would find, say, at your last restaurant, which a lot of people were quite familiar with here in Ottawa, the Courtyard Restaurant. So, where you had some elements of this, where you would bring in some pretty, what people would more associate with a laboratory or literal, quite literal science. You use more of that technology here at the restaurant. So how does that, do you have to communicate that with your guests off the top, or does the food communicate it for you?
When we were opening the restaurant, that was a big part of, we wanted to let people know what we would be doing here. And part of that was sort of building a new, what we'd like to think of like a kitchen of the future, a kitchen that doesn't use as much energy, doesn't take up as much physical space, can accomplish a new style of food because of the particular equipment that we're using. So that was one of the things that we really wanted to
list off a few of those, just so we can sort of give our listeners a bit of an idea of what kind of equipment you would use in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's no gas in our kitchen for one, so we don't have big gas stove, we don't have a grill or a deep fryer, or there's not even exhaust hoods in there, no heat lamps, none of the traditional equipment that you see in like salamanders and broilers and all that type of thing. So we use portable induction burners, which we completely love. They're portable, they're extremely efficient, they concentrate the heat exactly where you want it, they cook things very quickly. And they're super easy to clean, and et cetera, et cetera. So we decided we didn't need a big gas stove. It takes up a lot of space when we have this new induction technology. When I say new, I mean it's been around for maybe 20 years, but compared to other options. As far as I know, 20 years or so, something like that.
It's also more, the price point is now more accessible because you've got some forerunners in this particular style of cooking as well, the world over. I think you call them on your website influences.
Mm-hmm.
Who would those people be sort of right off the top? There's some easy ones to name, but what are the sort of major influences for your food?
Well, in terms of that style of cooking, I mean,